Welcome back to Remember When, a show where we talk about people, stories, and events that have brought us to where we are today. We've just come off a break, and we're inviting anybody who'd like to give us a call. Call us directly into our studio at 386-1161, or we'll pay the charges if you call on your cell at star 1070. If you've had a chance to see Len play over the years or have any stories about music in the good old days and want to share with us, give us a call. We've got some prizes we're going to be giving away today for people that call in. We're also going to have a trivia contest later on, but we've got a Christmas tree, courtesy of Herb's Tree Farm up on the Malahat. $40 gift certificate. Get yourself a fresh-cut, beautiful Christmas tree from Herb's Tree Farm. They've got a $40 gift certificate for us for one of their trees. And we've also got a T-shirt and hat from our friends at Darcy's Pub, which there's quite a deal going on there this afternoon. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit later on. So back to Len Siemens in the studio here with Len. We were talking about his guitar playing days, and he's just brought us up to the early 60s, where he was just going a bit back and forth between Vancouver. Now, there's quite a neat story that we've managed to research. Part of the music history that we do in Victoria is kept on a website called www.rcmpsite.com, and RCMP stands for Royal City Music Project. And one of the things that we found over the years is this this story. Well, we're going to let Len sort of tell the story and what happened.
Yes, Glenn. Cool. It's the story, whether it's true or not, is a good possibility. But when I came back from the United States playing in the clubs down there, I was playing around with my guitar and amplifier, and this would be in early 62. I had a Fender Bandmaster head and separate speaker cab, and I decided that the speaker cab facing the audience was too pedestrian. So I turned the speaker to the wall, pushed it up tight, and turned the little amp wide open. Now, this was not very loud, however, it was very aggressive, and nobody had ever heard that sound. Anyways, I didn't last long in any bands because of my style of sound and was considered a rebel. After returning to Vancouver from the U.S., I played at various clubs in Vancouver at that time, from 62 to spring of 63 and a little bit into the summer. In the winter of 62, an Afro-American who lived in Seattle came to Vancouver on weekends, stayed with his grandma Nora. I believe he came to see me play. Tommy Chung's cousin, Henry Young, came to see me play there, and he put the word out. He was playing at Dante's Inferno. And he put the word out, I guess, that I had a pretty neat guitar sound, because he asked if he could sit in, and I said, sure, you can sit in, Henry. I let him sit in, but I turned my amp around forward. So he said, I can't get the same sound that you got out of there. And I says, that's my sound. You can't have it. Anyways, there was an Afro-American, and actually there was quite a few in Vancouver where I played there down in downtown Vancouver. There was a lot of different Afro-Americans and Chinese people. Henry Young, I believe, was part Chinese. Tommy Chung, I think, is part. I'm not quite sure. But a lot of these guitar players, and especially Jimi Hendrix, he liked to take a look off the beaten track and see what was being played that he could use. And I'm sure that at that particular time, he came in there and heard me play. The reason I believe this to be true is because the original drummer for the Collectors, or Chilliwack, Ross Turney, heard me play right around that time at the Hollywood Bowl and Newest Minister. He was taking lessons from my drummer, Fred Gallant, and he came up to me when we finished playing at the Hollywood Bowl in Vancouver and said, Len, that's the best guitar playing I've ever heard. And he was right up there with the top guys. Mm-hmm. So,
well, you sure impressed a whole lot of people. And the story about Jimi Hendrix coming out to see Len play, we got, at the Royal City Music Project, got wind of this whole story. And we have managed to dig up a variety of witnesses who were playing in the clubs at that time who indicated that, yeah, they saw Hendrix in the clubs the same times that you were playing. So, you know, just because of your neat guitar style, I'm sure it was something for him to have a look at and to be able to study. So it's just amazing where, you know, talent comes from and where people's ideas and people's creativity comes from. But certainly for yourself, Len, you are a certified, you know, pioneer of a lot of the sounds, certainly the West Coast sounds that have developed over the years. So you're playing in Vancouver, you've got everybody ramped up, they're all, you know, talking about this great guitar player, but you decide to be close to family and move over to Victoria, and then realizing you've got to play sort of a little more traditional style guitar. Who were some of the first people you played with over here and sort of some of the first clubs that you played?
Well, the first people that I probably played over here with were Gary Lee Lamarquin, Reg Young, Terry Budd, Doug Edwards, Art Horseman, Barry Jackson, Pete McKinnon, Rich England, Barry Casson, Bruce Johnson, BJ, Bobby Falls, and there was a couple other guys in Bobby Falls' band that were singers too. It was called the Wayward Trio. There was
Jim Booty and Bill Hudson.
Yeah, yep. I forgot their names actually.
That's okay. That's why I'm writing all this down, Len.
Yeah, I'm losing my memory. Anyways, I played with them. Doug Edwards played bass, and I believe Terry Budd played drums, and I played guitar for the Wayward Trio, and we played a lot of jobs, and that was probably the first paying gigs I had in Victoria. Wes Chambers, Mike Stymus, Harry Creech, Brian Newcomb, Steve Pugsley, Vince Cownan, Bill Pick. There's probably people I've left out because I played with pretty well everybody.
Well, there was a chance to be with some pretty good players, and I mean, you know, when you're from a small market like this and everybody sort of knows everybody, and then this new guy rolls into town, I'm sure everybody wanted to get a chance to be able to hook up with you.
Well, sure. I think everybody wanted to have a go at it, and then they kind of decided that this is really great, except that how are we going to sell this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the saleability of what I had come up with. However, I kept at it, and I never gave up on it, really.
No, and I mean, you can really tell it in your playing up to this day. Now, this afternoon, as we are on the air here, there is a function going on down at the foot of Bastion Square at a place called Darcy's Pub. Darcy's Pub is the home of the Victoria Rock and Roll Music Hall of Fame, and this afternoon, Victoria musicians are putting on a fundraiser where they're having a jam session down there. It's going on right now as we speak, and they're asking people to drop by with a donation for the Mustard Seed Food Bank, and at the end of the day, we're going to take some food up to there and help out some people who are homeless or just need some help with some food. Now, if anybody who's ever been in the music business, it pretty much knows what it's like to miss a meal along the way. So come on down. It's going on till about 4 o'clock this afternoon. There's still an hour and a half left. Great food down there. It's a wonderful place at Darcy's Pub. The band playing is Cruel Shoes Rockin' Blues Band. And Len, you're going to be leaving us here in a few minutes because you're going to go down there and play yourself. Is that right?
Yes, I am, and I would please ask everybody out there who's listening to please bring some food down for those poor people that are freezing and that, and they don't have any money to buy food, because certainly if I was in their position, I would appreciate it. And it's that time of year where you got to give a little.
That's right. So Darcy's Pub this afternoon, it's going on right now, and there's a jam session with all sorts of local musicians. Len himself is going to get up on stage and play a few tunes. In fact, the word is he might even be playing a tune that Hendrix played at Woodstock. But I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag. You've got to go down there. And I think Len's going to hit the stage probably pretty close to about 3 o'clock. And Len, you know, he doesn't go out like he used to. None of us goes out like we used to. So for you who have not seen him play, this is one of the rare opportunities, and certainly this is the last live performance that Len will be putting on for 2006. So if you want to see him play, this is a great opportunity. And please bring down that donation to the Mustard Seed Food Bank. It has been cold. We are trying to help those that are less fortunate. And hey, if it can't warm you up on the outside, it certainly warms you up on the inside by going down and giving a little bit and helping out. We're going to probably go to a break here in a couple minutes, but before we go, just to let you know a couple of things that are going on. We, as mentioned, the Victoria Rock and Roll Music Hall of Fame is located at Darcy's Pub. There is no cover charge admission to go in, so if you'd like to go down and have a look at some of the memorabilia we've got posted, it's ever-growing, it's very humble in its beginnings, but it certainly recognizes those from Victoria who have had successful careers. Victoria Rock and Roll Music Hall of Fame inductees for the last 2 years are on the walls. The Pharaohs from 2005 and the Apaches from 2006, along with Norm Winquist, Ian Diamond, and B.J. Cook. So nice bit of memorabilia down there. Great food, great place to hang out, and you certainly want to enjoy it. Our website, the Royal City Music Project, I mentioned earlier, www.rcmpsite.com. This is the place if you want to know about Victoria music history from 1956 to 1985. This is the place of record to go to. We have over 1,000 musicians posted to the site. There are over 450 bands now. There is streaming audio that starts as early as 1963 up until 1984, 85. And there's audio, so you can have a listen. And it's just a great place to step back into Victoria. I mean, even if you weren't in the club scene, some of the pictures that are on there reflect what the town looked like at the time. There are over 6,000 images on the site, along with the almost 100 pieces of streaming audio and almost 3 dozen pieces of streaming video, so we can actually see what was going on. So good places to go step back into time. Len, man, you are quite a guy. You've got quite a history, and I want to thank you very much for coming on to the show this afternoon. So how you feeling? Are your fingers all limbered up?
You're always limbered up. You know
what I happen to know for a fact your wife blew the whistle on you that every day you get off work and you come home and you probably put in a good 2-3 hours worth of practice before you even come down and have your dinner. So you're one dedicated man to your craft, and I want to thank you very much for coming on today.
Well, I appreciate being here. Thank you very much.
You bet. So if you want to see Len play, you got about 30 minutes to head on down to Darcy's Pub, and he's going to strap on his guitar and put on a little clinic for you all. So we're going to go to break right now. Thanks, Len, for coming in, and we've got some prizes to give away, and we've got a little bit of a tech corner coming up with our friend Steve Poole from Lazarus Productions. So we're going to go to break right now.